Observant and often puzzled parents, while noting the problems and difficulties of their children, also noted their unusual social attention and friendliness, their reaching out to others. Many were struck by how, even as infants, their children listened with great attention to music and began to reproduce melodies accurately by singing or humming, even before they could speak. Some parents observed that their children would be so completely absorbed in music that they were unable to attend to anything else. Other children were extremely sensitive to the emotions expressed in music and might burst into tears at a sad song. Others would play their instruments for hours each day, or might learn songs in three or four other languages if they liked the melody and beat. This was very much the case with Gloria Lenhoff, a young woman with Williams syndrome who learnt to sing operatic arias in more than 30 languages. In 1988, Bravo Gloria, a documentary about Gloria's remarkable musical abilities, was aired on public television. Soon after, her parents, Howard and Sylvia Lenhoff, were surprised to get a phone call from someone who had seen the documentary, saying, in effect, "That was a wonderful film. But why did you not mention that Gloria has Williams syndrome?" The viewer, a parent, had identified Gloria right away from the characteristic facial features and behaviors of Williams syndrome. This was the first the Lenhoffs had heard of the syndrome. Their daughter was 33. Since then, Howard and Sylvia Lenhoff have been instrumental in bringing awareness to the condition. In 2006, they collaborated with the writer Terry Sforza on The Strangest Song, a book about Gloria's remarkable life. In this, Howard described Gloria's musical precocity. "At the age of one," he said, "Gloria could listen to The Owl and the Pussycat and Ba Ba Black Sheep over and over again. Rhythm and rhyme delighted her." In her second year, she became able to respond to rhythm. When Howard and Sylvia played their records, Sforza wrote, "Gloria grew excited and focused all at once, pulling herself up in the crib, holding on to the railings and bouncing up and down, keeping time to the beat." Howard and Sylvia encouraged Gloria's passion for rhythm by giving her tambourines, drums, and a xylophone, which she played with to the exclusion of all other toys. By her third year, Gloria could carry and sing a tune, and by her fourth year, Sforza noted, she was ravenous for language, greedily picked up bits of Yiddish, Polish, Italian, whatever she heard, absorbed them like a sponge, and started to sing little songs in other languages. She did not know these languages, but she had learned their prosody, their intonations and stresses by listening to records, and could reproduce them fluently. Already then, at four, there was something extraordinary about Gloria, prefiguring the opera singer she was to become. In 1992, when Gloria was 38, Howard wrote to me, "My daughter Gloria has a rich soprano voice and can play on the full-sized piano accordion almost any song she hears. She has a repertoire of about 2,000 songs. Yet, like most individuals with Williams syndrome, she cannot add 5 plus 3, nor can she get along independently." Early in 1993, I met Gloria and accompanied her on the piano while she sang a few numbers from Turandot, which she performed, as always, with brilliance and an impeccable ear. Gloria, despite her deficits, is a dedicated professional who spends most of her time perfecting and expanding her repertoire. "We know she is retarded," her father says, "but in comparison to her and others with Williams syndrome, are not most of us retarded when it comes to learning and retaining complex music?"